Yesterday, in an iNews Source special report, we told you about the thousands of people who live on life support in California's nursing homes. Today, we take a closer look at how the medical system is geared toward keeping people alive at all costs. As Joanne Farrion tells us, the system won't let you die without written permission from you or your family.
Are you sleepy?
It's a late afternoon in March when we first meet Paulina Berlaza. She is by her husband's bedside, rubbing lotion on his hands and his face. She asks if he is in pain when she touches his leg.
Are you okay?
72-year-old Pepito doesn't respond. He isn't able. He has spent the past 10 years in this nursing home. A stroke left him in a persistent vegetative state, unable to speak, move, eat, or breathe on his own. He has a feeding tube in his stomach and a breathing tube in his throat. Pepito was one of 4,000 people on life support in a California nursing home. Just weeks after this visit, in the early morning of April 14th, Pepito's heart stopped. When he arrived at the emergency room, his skin was already cool and his pupils fixed and dilated. Paramedics and ER staff tried resuscitating him for 15 minutes and gave him several shots of adrenaline before pronouncing him dead. Elsa Berlaza, the second eldest of Pepito's 5 children, got the call. The doctor told her they did everything they could to bring her father back.
I mean, in my head, I was like, why did they do that? He has a DNR. And so I'm thinking that maybe he was just saying that to make me feel better.
DNR is short for Do Not Resuscitate. The paperwork for Pepito's DNR was never signed, so his status remained full code. In other words, do everything medically possible to bring him back if he stops breathing.
My name is Teresa Vaughn, and I'm an advanced care planning facilitator here at Sharp Healthcare.
As an advanced care planner, it's Vaughn's job to meet with chronically or critically ill patients and their families. Her work takes her to ICUs and nursing homes across San Diego County.
We're running into the room of death when everyone else is running away.
There is a common scenario in the cases Vaughn sees, a sudden event like a stroke or accident. The patients are unconscious, and so they can't make healthcare decisions for themselves. It happens.
More than you can imagine.
And so Vaughn asks family members the tough questions. Would their loved ones want to be connected to life support, feeding tubes or breathing tubes? Would they want to be resuscitated if their heart stops? Without an advance directive, a document stating one's medical wishes, it's up to family members to make these decisions, often while under duress.
And they're caught in that limbo. They're not sure what to do. They haven't had a conversation. So they feel like, I must do everything. And it's the guilt. They don't want to live with that guilt of, maybe if I kept them on just 2 more days, maybe they would have gotten better. The maybes kill them.
A report released earlier this month by the Institute of Medicine says most people aren't capable of making end-of-life decisions when they're in a health crisis. And so planning ahead is the best way to ensure patients' goals are aligned with the care they actually get. According to a survey by the California Healthcare Foundation, most people want to die at home and not be a burden to their families. But only 1 in 4 have put their wishes in writing. In the case of the Berlazas, it was up to Pepito's wife Paulina to decide whether to sign a DNR or withdraw life support.
But I know that they're more than a patient. They're a husband. They're dad.
At her daughter's kitchen table, in a meeting with Teresa Vaughn earlier this year while her husband was still alive, Paulina decided to change her husband's status from full code to DNR.
You know, I think it's dangerous for him to be because he's weak and he's not so strong anymore.
Just as you are, hear the Spirit call.
At his funeral, with her children and grandchildren surrounding her, Paulina held her husband's hand for several moments and then bent down to kiss his cheek one last time. Elsa gave her father's eulogy. Her relief that his suffering was finally over gave way to grief. Now that he was gone.
My dad has set a legacy for 5 children and 15 grandchildren. And so he will always live in our hearts.
Paulina has her own health problems. She has diabetes and kidney failure and needs dialysis 3 times a week. She's made her own wishes known to her family.
I think I'm not going to be a burden for my children.
If she becomes incapacitated, she wants dialysis stopped. Paulina wants to die inside her house. For KPBS, I'm iNewsSource reporter Joanne Farian.